Sport on the Hard Shoulder. With Visa. Everything's a tap-in with Visa. Helping protect your payments.
John Duggan joins us now with the Sport. JD, it's getting hot in here.
No, I'm not going to do it.
No. 3 World Cup quarterfinals remaining. France already into the last 4. This is where we all get really hooked, isn't it?
This is it. This is the big show now, Kira. And today, Spain versus Belgium in Los Angeles, kickoff 8 o'clock Irish time. Tomorrow, England versus Norway in Miami, kickoff 10 p.m. Irish time. 2 a.m. Sunday morning Irish time, the world champions Argentina playing Switzerland in Kansas City. What do we have in store? Spain versus Belgium, La Roja versus the Red Devils. Spain warm favourites to meet France, I feel, in Dallas next week. The European champions have not conceded a goal so far in the tournament. Penalties aside, they're unbeaten in 35 matches under Luis de la Fuente. They've got an elite midfield. You've got Rodri, who's now refreshed, I feel, alongside Pedri, Dani Olmo in there as well. And then they have the best young player in the world, Lamine Yamal. Mikel Oyarzabal is in goal scoring form. The Real Sociedad forward. And Belgium, for me, they shouldn't be here. They should have been beaten by Senegal. They did produce their best display in defeating the United States. But in 2018, they finished third in the competition. Back then, they had Eden Hazard and Jan Vertonghen and Toby Alderweireld. I don't think they're as good a team as they were back then. I think Spain win this evening. When it comes to England, Norway, I mean, can England stop Erling Haaland is the question, because Haaland is one of the greatest target men we've ever seen in football. A goal machine. He's a predator. 62 goals in 54 games for Norway. 162 goals in 198 games for Manchester City. But I do think Norway have vulnerabilities. They've conceded in every game. And England also have 2 world-class players, I feel. Harry Kane, 85 goals for his country and 146 and 147 games for Bayern Munich. And then Jude Bellingham is in really good form.
There'll be goals, John.
There will be goals. Mark Gahey, an injury dead for England. Reece James, though, is fit.
Is he? He'll play right back?
He will. I'd say John Stones might start this game in Miami. And then for Argentina, I think they need to get a second win because they were imperious in the group and now they've wobbled twice, 3-2 wins over Cape Verde and Egypt. I'm not sure if they're playing well enough to win the competition against the likes of France or Spain.
I think they're miles off it, if I'm being told. Now, they have such a will to win, you couldn't entirely rule them out, but I don't think they're at it at all.
But they do have the quality in Lionel Messi and Enzo Fernandez against Switzerland. But Switzerland are tough, they're obdurate, they're difficult, they're a hard team to break down, Switzerland. And they won't make it easy for Argentina, but just maybe that little bit of magic might be enough for Argentina to win tomorrow, which is into early hours of Sunday. You'd be making the point all show about England and supporting or not supporting. I mean, there is merit in the point because there is interest in this. In 2018, England reached the semi-finals of the World Cup against Croatia. More people in Ireland watched that on RT television than watched the hurling final or the football final or actually the World Cup final. Is one of the most watched programmes all year, the England semi-final of the World Cup. There's an interesting stat for you.
Whether we want to support England or not, we are interested in them.
We're interested in their success or failure.
Exactly. We absolutely are.
What live game is on News Talk tonight from the League of Ireland?
The Louth Derby, you'll be delighted. This is a Louth takeover this weekend. Dundalk versus Drogheda. Stephen Doyle and Vinnie Perth will provide the commentary from Oriel Park tonight. Only one other game, Waterford versus St Pat's in the Premier Division.
Okay. JD, All-Ireland semi-final weekend in Corson Gaelic football.
Fixtures in, both sellouts. This is it. This is what it's all about, folks.
Shane Coleman is very excited.
Louth Mayo tomorrow at 6. Kerry, Dublin, 4 o'clock Sunday.
4 o'clock on Sunday, yeah.
And then we got the Tailteann Cup final as well, Down Wicklow tomorrow afternoon.
I was just looking at shots on RTE television of Frank Lynch from the 1957 team. He comes from my club, Geraldine, so he is obviously a huge figure in our parish. And I was just looking at it going, could we have, you know, another 20-something All-Ireland medal winners?
And I give a shout-out to Paul Lynch as well from Louth. So, yeah, this has not come out of nowhere, this Louth run. I mean, they won the Leinster title last year. They've done well under Gavin Devlin, who was working with Mickey Hart, and now Gavin's in charge of Louth. What they did against Monaghan was remarkable. They were playing for most of the game with 14 players. I think there's 2 things about Gaelic games we have to think about. It's an amateur sport, so things can change quickly. I mean, teams can get a run. Donegal, Jim McGuinness winning the All-Ireland, Galway last week beating Cork. Secondly, Gaelic football is a new sport. It's a completely different game than the one that's been played the last few years. And some teams have
evolved better
than others. But this has possibly been the greatest ever Gaelic football championship, because the journey is everything in sports, right? For people in Louth, who the 2010 thing with Meath and everything, to be going to Croke Park tomorrow for an All-Ireland semi-final, potentially in an All-Ireland final.
What was it, 1957, 1953?
57. And like for Westmeath this year, won Leinster. Roscommon won Connacht. They can dine on all this stuff till Christmas. And then you got Mayo there, who come out of nowhere to a degree. And Andy Moran's only in there a wet week. And they're going to build. But they're in a semi-final. We know there's a curse back to 1951 where they haven't won the All-Ireland. But they got Kobe McDonald, Kieran McDonald.
Yes, so they beat in the 1950 final.
I thought it was Meath, but maybe I'm wrong.
They beat Meath in the second one. They beat Louth in their first.
Did they in the 1950? There you go.
It's a grudge match.
There you go. Mm. And Enda Kenny's father was involved in those Mayo teams.
Henry, yeah, he was.
So it just is a magical novelty to it tomorrow evening. And what are we going to have? I mean, Mayo defensively at times have looked under pressure, but they've come through these beaten Meath, beaten Cork to get here. So
call it, JD.
Louth.
And Dublin Kerry?
I'm calling Kerry there. I mean, Kerry Dublin is the Manchester United versus Liverpool or the Real Madrid Barcelona of Gaelic football. But I just think if you're Dublin have almost some of their old legends, old relative to their success. I mean, Conor Callaghan, Niall Scully, Kieran Kilkenny, they've dug deep to be Donegal and Galway.
Good young players as well. And fella Guyden coming on.
Niall Guyden's son, yeah.
Yeah.
But just when you're looking at the Kerry attack, Dylan Ganey's having an amazing season. Paddy Clifford, David Clifford, Sean O'Shea getting back to fitness. Are Dublin as good as they were when they won in 2023? Are Kerry a bit better? You'd have to say.
Were Kerry a little bit lucky to beat Tyrone? I think they were.
I think
a couple of big decisions went their way.
I think Tyrone are a good team, and I feel that Kerry really dug it out well in the end. The crucial area is the middle of the park, the primary possession. If Dublin can get a bit of a foothold there, they might have a chance of upsetting it, but I think that Kerry will win.
All right, good stuff. Wimbledon, of course, still going on.
It is, yeah. Alexander Zverev, the German, the French Open champion, into the men's singles final. He ended the dream of the wild card from Britain, Arthur Ferry, in straight set 7-6, 6-2, 6-4. And the second semi-final, the defending champion, Jannik Sinner of Italy, has taken the first set against Novak Djokovic, seven-time winner from Serbia, by 6-4.
And how is Rory McIlroy doing at Golf Scottish Open? And I suppose we should talk about rugby as well tomorrow.
Well, Rory is 3 under par through 13 holes of his second round. He's 8 under par for the tournament, only a shot behind Tom Kim of Korea and Jordan Smith of England, who shared the lead at 9 under at the Renaissance Club. But Rory McIlroy tuning up very nicely now for the Open at Birkdale next week.
Oh, the British Open. Yeah. I see what you're doing there. Teasing me.
Yeah, the major championship next week. So we have Tom McKibben's going to make the cut, but Shane Lowry and Patrick Harrington set to miss the cut. When it comes to the rugby, Ireland, Japan, 10:10 Irish time tomorrow morning is when you need to set your clocks for. In Newcastle, down under, of course, we beat Australia and got New Zealand to come, but the rugby, we got the Gaelic football.
It is a bumper weekend.
It is a full-time job. And also, can I just,
the sun is shining.
Just say we got a box office show on Off the Ball Saturday here on News Talk tomorrow. We've got Tommy Rooney, our Gaelic Games correspondent at Croke Park. But in studio, we have Shane Walsh is coming in of Galway fame.
Yeah, brilliant player.
We also have Andy Townsend on the show, live from America. And we have Kevin Kilbane on the show, live from Canada on the World Cup. So you know what to do. Set your dial 1 o'clock tomorrow and 1 o'clock on Sunday, folks.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you for that, JD. We shall talk to you again next week.
Sport on the hard shoulder with Visa. Wherever the game takes you, Visa helps protect your payments.